And we're back on Sunday Morning Live. We've just been advised that Mike Wallace of CBS News 60 Minutes has died at age 93. No cause of death was given, but I would assume at 93 they might attribute it to natural causes. I know he had some physical ailments over the years. Mike Wallace, 60 Minutes, has died. Keith Olbermann files a no-holds-barred lawsuit over his firing by Current TV. He was let go last week. I guess the show, which had been on the air for about 8 months, wasn't doing too well. I think he's suing for about $50 million. Yeah, I think Al Gore is a part owner of that station or that network. So it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out. Okay. You're listening to Magic 102.1 Houston, Magic 102.1 KMJQ Houston Galveston. And it's 2 minutes before 10 o'clock in this segment. We have in the studio Nakia Edmonds and Eric Johnson. Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Live.
Good morning.
Okay. Okay, you can get a little bit closer. It doesn't won't bite it first.
All right.
We've had a little bit of a lineup change, so why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Eric Johnson.
Oh, okay.
And I'm Elaine Johnson.
Elaine, and your name?
Alicia Gardner Holmes.
Oh, yeah, it did change. Yes. Okay. Alicia or Alicia?
Alicia.
Alicia Gardner Holmes.
Okay. Well, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and let's talk about Avance Community Empowerment Program. Tell us all about it, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am. Avance, the community.
Avance.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
It's a Spanish word for advancement.
Okay.
Avance, the community empowerment program, is a great program that deals with all things regarding relationships. Personal relationships and personal development, as well as professional development and professional relationships. And the one of the most empowering piece is the jobs piece, where you job preparedness.
Right.
Okay. Well, before we get into all the specifics of your program, tell us a little bit more about Avance. Who are you? Where did you come from? How long have you been around? How are you funded? How do you click? How are you able to survive and do what you do?
Okay, Avance is a it's been around for 40 years. Mm-hmm. It is a Latino organization for the advancement of Latino people. Avance is located on Tacoma in Northwest Houston, and they have partnered with Head Start.
Okay.
Partnered with Head Start to assist with parent-child relationships, early childhood development, GED preparation, and it's a total community organization.
Okay.
We've received a grant to be able to empower people in their relationships and in position them economically for jobs through the federal government, and this is how we're able to do. What we're doing in the community.
Great. Okay. Now let's talk about those free programs.
Oh yeah. Everybody like free.
My favorite four-letter word is free. But yes, Avance offers workshops and seminars, and they're all about building relationship skills in the community. And so we've partnered with great organizations such as SARE, Jobs for Progress, as well as HCC. So we're helping families by empowering them with, as Eric said, personal development and professional development. We go over certain topics and workshop settings where we discuss communication, conflict resolution. We go over anger management, domestic violence, all those things. And then a part of the 10-week program, we also take them through the SARE portion, which gets them prepared for jobs.
What was that word? SARE?
SARE. S-E-R.
S-E-R.
Oh, that's the entity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. SARE. Now, all of these various areas of learning, are those separate programs or they're all in one program?
It is a 10-week, 2-hour program. Once out of the week, 2 hours, you come and you learn these different skills and give these different tools to help you develop and maintain the skills you need to compete in today's job market and in our social climate. Mm-hmm.
So you got child care.
Free child care.
Free child care. Oh, okay.
Free food.
Oh, okay. So the programs. Do we have like role playing? Is it all didactic learning? Is it?
Totally interactive. Totally interactive. The classes are fun. We have a blast. We have one of our participants, Ms. Alicia Gardner. She can speak more to the experience being in the class than we can, because we, Elaine and I, are the facilitators, and Nakia Edwards is our program manager.
Okay. Speak on it.
Good morning and happy Easter. I started the program when school started back in August, and I did the relationship portion of the program. It was awesome. And my facilitators was Nakia and his lovely wife, Delisa.
Lovely.
it helped with not only relationships as far as personal, but it helped with, you can gear it towards work relationships as well. I loved it, and my grandson goes to Avance. He is 5. He loved it every day. Are we going to class? Are we going to class? So it was a very, very good experience. I came back, in January. I was very, very mad at them because they canceled the class for two weeks because of weather and everything. But I'm in the work program of job readiness. We learned about, as Elaine said, conflict resolutions. Also, we learned about money management. I'm still attending. That was 10 weeks, and we got 4 additional weeks where Sierra come in, and we on the computer doing assessments, and they're going to see if we can go out to HCC and get a job, and they help with you going to school. Going to school with jobs. You can take a welding, construction, CDA, just a variety. I would encourage any and everyone to come out and get a feel. We had classroom settings where they taught us, but we interact. So it was both. And the atmosphere is more like a family.
Mm-hmm. What are one of the most important things that you can say that you learned about money management? Mm.
It was put it under the bed. It was more of a budget thing, and they were talking about how you can use the envelopes and put your rent in, and put it was more budget. I'm a budget person, so it was just kind of refreshing things. But they budget you. They talked more about security credit, how to fix your credit, gave you avenues to where you can go and repair your credit. Well, not repair, but talk about it in the right way of repairing credit.
There's no such thing as credit repair except paying your bills.
Right? Exactly. And that's what it was. They were talking more to that, and how you can go in and to the company and they can do a settlement.
Mm-hmm. Let's introduce Mr. Nakia Edwards, also a part of the program, correct?
Yes. How are you?
You must be the big boss.
No, I'm far from the big boss. I'm just tall in nature.
7 feet tall. Okay.
Everybody else is sitting down. I'm everybody else's height.
Okay. What is your role in the program?
I play as the healthy family program manager.
Okay.
I manage all the healthy marriage programs at Avance. Mm-hmm. Initially, me and my wife were the facilitators of the program. We mm-hmm. facilitated a class for about 5 years, and these are all grant-funded programs.
Mm-hmm.
And later on in the years, the coordinator had left, and then asked me to fulfill the role. And then later on, I became the manager of all the healthy programs at Avance.
Now, I mean, it's sounding so exciting, and there's so much going on. And I'm kind of getting an idea of how does an individual get involved in the program?
One of the things that the way a person can get involved, they can call our office. We have an assistant, Annabelle Sauceda, who is the program assistant, and she will take your call, get the information from you, and then see which class it best fits. We have 2 current programs running. One is at the end of its grant year, which is just an ongoing healthy marriage class. And then we have the community empowerment program, which is brand new. It's a 5-year program. It runs for 10 weeks, which seems kind of long, but there's such great energy and information that's being shared. The sad thing is that, you know, we seek participants to be put in this class, but the sad thing is free. Yeah. You know, a lot of times we pay for stuff, we pay for all this other stuff, but we got two dynamic facilitators that come in there and share their time, and it's a free program.
Well, but you say, I mean, it seems like it's long. 10 weeks may seem long, but
it's only 2 hours a week.
Life is longer.
Yes.
That's okay. Right. That's right. And these are good life skills.
Yeah. It is, right? And we feed you. Oh. We take care of your kids.
Do you have to be in the program to come by for a meal, or
well, no, that's not right.
Just checking. You're right down the street from my office, so I figured.
hey, you know what? Because when you're eating, we're gonna be teaching, so they kind of coincide with each other.
Now let's go to line one and talk with Kendra. Kendra, you're on the air with Avance Houston.
Oh, yes, sir. Good morning. First of all, I want to say good morning, Zakiya.
Good morning.
How are you? Tell Thalisa I said hello. I just heard a comment by the young lady, and I just wanted to reiterate a point. I came into the Health and Marriage Program, this first segment of it had just begun, and I'm a single mother of three, and I was taking care, and I still take care of my cousin. He has Down syndrome. So for me, I had conflicts with this. How do I take care of my kids? How do I have healthy relationships? And I was dealing with, like, I guess you could say a gentleman to where I wasn't sure. I wanted marriage. I wanted this. I wanted a relationship. But what Avance helped me to realize is, what are the quirks about a relationship? Are you ready for a relationship? Do you have the fire and the ice to keep on with this relationship? How would you cheat in a relationship? So it just really gave me definition of a character for me being a mother, my role into my children's life, to participate more in school. It really defines your household, and it gives you healthy avenues to travel on versus just saying, well, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn. And like I said, at the time of my class, I had Nakia and I had Thalisa. And when I tell you they are some beautiful people, I mean, it's just like, not only do they come in and show you how they act with each other, they have the children there. So it encouraged you to bring your children along, because you want, these days and times, you always want your children around positive influence. You know, it's so much negative out there. So I encourage any and everyone, if you're having conflicts in your family, not only just conflicts, if you just need someone to talk to, and, you know, we tend not to turn to our family because we don't want to hear it here or hear it there, I advise you, bring your children, bring your family down to Avance.
Okay.
Get involved. Well,
thank you, Kim.
I don't even have to see no more. I don't even have to say no more.
Go ahead. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
And that was an awesome statement, because when I came in, I was engaged, but my fiance came with me, and it taught him a very whole lot, so we could communicate much better from the program.
All right.
And I forgot to mention the fact that the program also offers incentives. At the end of the healthy marriage, we got to go to a retreat, and they do a lot of things to help the community.
All right.
And Ms. Gardner, I wanted to ask, what led you to the program? How did you find out about Avance? And what brought you to the program? And what could you give for others that are listening the best advice to encourage them to participate in this 10-week program?
What led me was the fact that my grandson goes to Avance Head Start, and I went to the parent meeting, and the kid was there, and he offered the class, was talking about the class, and I said, I'm going to give it a try. And I think the first meeting I had to miss because I was in the hospital, but from then on, I went to the meetings. I actually got married in between it, and left my honeymoon early to go to a Thursday meeting. We had to make that meeting. What was your last question?
That was it. I just kind of wanted you to give us an idea of what led you to the program. How did you find out about it?
Okay. Yeah. And I go and I tell everybody. I led a young guy to the meeting. He came like two or three times to the job readiness. My godmother, she comes to the meeting for the job readiness. I tell everybody about it. And the next segment for the job readiness, I have two participants to start.
Now, is the end game the job readiness, or can one just take part in the personal development and the, you know, the communication and all the other components? Or is the bottom line is getting them, they're getting all these foundational skills so that when they get into the workplace, they'll be better employees for their employer?
I think you can say that for both, because the tools are, even if you are in your job, you have a particular job that you like, you love, there's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
And I believe we offer that. However, we want to place some, we have job placement as a piece of this program, and we want to, you know, folks to end up, you know, better off than what they started.
What's the maximum number of participants you can accept in each program?
We don't even look at no maximum.
Okay.
We'll put you on a waiting list if we have to.
Okay. Okay. But when is the next class, for example?
The next class starts on April 16th.
Okay.
The week of April 16th.
The week of April 16th.
Now, I know you have a location over off of Tacoma and the like, but do you have other sites? Do one have to go to that location only, or do you have other locations?
Well, it's at two locations. On Tuesdays, it's at the Tidwell location.
And what's that address?
Tidwell is, I want to say, 2601.
It's on the corner of
Wheatley. And
are you guessing numbers?
No.
It's on the corner of, because I don't know the address either, but it's on the corner of Wheatley and Tidwell.
And the bus takes you right over there, too,
yes.
Huh? Okay, that's good.
Yes, both locations are...
Oh, the apartments is Tidwell Estates.
Yeah, so the both locations are on the bus line. The location for Thursday is at the Jensen location, which is in between Tidwell, on Jensen, between Tidwell and Laura Coppy.
Okay.
The Avance there. So.
Okay. So if what's the phone number?
The phone number where they can register is 713-812-0033, extension 201.
Okay. Now I understand with regard to that, now the programs on what takes place in, like, what do you have this for? If you, the people are married, they have their relationship issues. So what do you deal with handling conflict, communication? What goes on in that segment?
Yes, we have, as Eric said, and Alicia as well, we have fun, interactive workshops, and we deal with it from communication. We talk about anger management, how to recognize, you know, violence and, you know, of course, going into the domestic violence issue. We talk about parenting, teaching them, you know, how they are leaders as parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so we even have a healthy literacy piece that we also go into, as well as, you know, as Alicia stated, the financial literacy education, and empowering them for, you know, handling their monies in the best way possible. And so we have a lot of career coaching that piece comes in, as we said, through SARE, and it's a great opportunity. And again, my favorite four-letter word is free.
Yeah. Now how do you who's teaching or leading these groups?
Myself and Eric, we are the facilitators for the African-American community. And there's also the Hispanic that's led by...
Hector and Gloria Rodriguez.
There we go.
So we have both the English and Spanish facilitators are both known. You know, Hector and Gloria do an excellent job with the Spanish community.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to see how great they do because I don't speak the language, but their turnout and their numbers speak for itself.
Mm-hmm. So what led you to want to be involved in the program?
Well, for us, both Elaine and I, our passion is relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Both we co-authored a book, Manage Your Marriage, Master the Workplace, and I mean, which is befitting with this particular program, because it's dealing with the relationships as well as with your job situation. And from a young age, it's been our passion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give it to Nakia. We've worked together in the past with the Greater Houston Healthy Marriage Initiative. And, you know, the position came available when he was made coordinator and manager. And he gave me a call and said, hey, man, you know, I think you would, you know, fit in this this role well, you know. So if you'd like to, you know, come on out and see what we're doing. And when I saw it, it was a great fit
So were you all doing marriage counseling before you got involved?
Yes.
Yes, both Eric and I, we, you know, as we said, this is our passion. We've been doing this since the day we got married. And so we just continue to give to couples, individuals, and helping them with relationship skills. Because, again, relationships are not just defined within an intimate partner, but relationships are what you and I are doing right now, what you do when you wake up and you go to your bank, you're relating with people. So we just help people to have positive relationships and how we deal with one another on an everyday basis. And so my husband and I, we also were the family that won the Extreme Makeover House.
Oh, I remember seeing that. Oh, yeah, yes. You do look familiar. That's why I saw you. Yeah. You had a post on our website, myhoustonmagic.com.
That's right.
Yeah, I recognize you.
You don't recognize me?
I know you from somewhere.
My home was just made over.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the post office, but that wasn't it.
No. Bald, black, yeah. So anyway, but no, one of the things about Eric and Elaine is that Felice and I, you know, we really take passion in facilitating classes, and the energy that we both provide is important and helps guide the class and keeps it kind of energy, because, you know, you're telling people to come to a class just to sit there, and I don't like just sitting there and teaching. I like the interaction and everything. Right. So in order for when they put me in the position, I had to find somebody to replace me, which is probably impossible.
Well, you gotta feel that way.
I was in a training one time, and Eric was in the same training on a fatherhood training, and I saw his energy, and I was like, wow, you know. And he made me step up my game, like, man, I can't let this dude shine like that. And so when it came the opportunity to fill that position, I called on him. And then when we got this brand new grant, we needed a couple to teach it. And so, you know, and Lane is like the sugar to the spice, you know. Eric provides it. That sounds kind of weird, but Eric is the spicy kind of guy, you know, and Elaine brings that sugar that kind of mellows everything out and also adds that sweetness to it. So there is,
we'll take that.
I don't know. No comment from Eric. But they're a dynamic couple, and it really takes a lot to really, you know, to teach these classes, and they do a well job. And then one thing that really convinces me is how their children are, because you can really tell a family about how their children are. Although I did invite them to a little birthday party and saw the entirety of their family, and they ate up. No, I'm just lying. But no, they have six beautiful, beautiful girls that are really awesome, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and what is the title of your book?
Manage Your Marriage, Master the Workplace.
Okay.
Available on Amazon.com.
Yeah, I'll give you a chance to plug that. That's really important.
I also wrote a memoir. It's called A Wife and Four Children.
Yeah.
Pray for me.
The subtitle, Pray for me.
Yes. We're doing it big time.
Okay. Yeah, so again, I'm gonna just take a picture right quick so we can post to our website.
Yeah. All right. Well, while Doc is taking that picture, once again, let's give you contact information. It's Avance Houston. They can call 713-81.
Avance.
Excuse me. Spanish. You got to do the Spanish game on.
Let's try one more again. Avance Houston, 713-812-0033, extension 201.
Yes.
Community Empowerment Program, a new 10-week session begins real soon.
The week of April 16th.
Okay, let's go to the telephone right quick and talk to A9 on line 2. Oh, is that A9? Yeah. Oh, Anonymous, go ahead. You're on the air.
All right, peace be unto y'all. I just want to say, you know, there's a lot of emphasis on the power of the word. And when women always say, I'm a single mom, they're pushing the power of that amongst us psychologically. Now, I'm a dad that loves my baby, and I don't hear much about programs that are helping us dads. And there are millions of us who love our children and love our women, but we don't get that power back. And is there any program that try to help us dads, too, along the way? I mean, we need help, too.
Okay, what's that for?
We don't post about being single dads, but the power has been with the woman.
Okay.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about that, I mean, you call about this program's open to people. We don't push single moms. We don't push single dads. We push empowering the community. Right. And we, you know, and I'm glad you say that. But we're here to help everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, communication is a universal language. All of the skills that we teach in the class are here to help the community to be better people.
A healthy family program.
Healthy family. Mm-hmm. You know,
we have had a single dad in there. We have had single fathers inside the class.
Mm-hmm. So hey,
the thing is to take advantage of the programs that are free. So, and this you know, we'll teach you about communication, conflict resolution, anger management, domestic violence. All of these things are included in this piece. And it's as hard as it is for single moms, I know it's just as hard for single dads. So we have no bias. We open our arms to all to this free program that feeds you.
Give that phone number one more time so they can get that.
713-812-0033, extension 201, Avance.
Let's go to line four and talk with Troy. Troy, you're on the air with Avance Houston. You have a question?
Yes, I would like to know, why is it that in the community that we have a lot of experts that's giving advice to the women on marriage and relationships, but we have, I think it's like 43% of black women that never been married, and over 70% are single. And I'm just wondering, are they getting bad advice, or are they not using the advice? Or even in the church, the women that are in the church, you know, they say they're single because they're waiting on God. And I see a lot of women for 5, 10, 15 years, you know, still waiting on God. So I think that in the community, that's a major problem, getting either bad advice or not getting good advice.
Are you married?
I'm not married. I'm a relationship coach myself.
Oh, okay. So what do you tell the women that you work with, Troy? I mean, do you work with just single women, or you work with married couples?
I work with couples and single women and single men.
Oh, great.
I'm going to make this last comment and let you go. I think that the major problem with the women is that a lot of them go into the relationship being selfish. And You can't go into a relationship being selfish. And I think the men, the biggest problem is a lot of them are mama's boys. Mm. They don't know how to be men. They were raised by women. And they don't know how to be strong leaders.
Well, Troy, we'll be waiting on your book. We appreciate your call.
Okay. One thing I will say is that there we are allowing it to be the women.
Mm-hmm.
And being in this industry, I see where men don't want to come and get advice. Why is it that the women always continue to get advice? And especially as far as in the church, men, any king, mm-hmm. kings have counselors. Mm-hmm. Men don't want to be accountable. What I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Most time, as men, we don't want to be accountable, and it's always the woman need to go out. But then, to me, that's the woman leading.
Mm-hmm.
And within the program, and within the program, it wasn't geared towards single women. It was teaching you to love yourself, to know what you want and go after it. So you have to know what you want, whom you want, and what you can deal with in order to have a relationship. It's not, I'm single or this. Maybe the women choose to be single. They're saying they want to be married in one thing, but their action is speaking in another way.
But the most important point is you are offering solutions
yes.
for those who are seeking it, okay? Once we name the problem and claim it, then that becomes our problem, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's focus on the solution. You've got excellent support system, free child care, family yes. field trips, meals and refreshments, exciting retreats, and attractive incentives. So, folks, let's get involved. You want to register for this program, the number to call is 713-812-0033, extension 110. And give your website once again.
201. Extension 201.
Oh, extension 201? Mm-hmm. Okay, I got 110. Oh, that's Nakia's number.
That's your extension number.
Okay.
You can call me, too.
Okay, right.
We'll get you in.
Okay. The website?
The website is avancehouston.org/CEP. Or you can see us on Facebook at facebook.com/AvanceHouston.
All right. We've been talking to Nakia Edwards, Elaine, and Eric Johnson. I got your last name. Alicia Gardner-Hughes. Okay. Hey, thank
Hughes.
You so much for being a part of the program this morning.
Thank you.
And happy Easter to you all.
Happy Easter to you guys.
I hope you have an overflowing workshop coming up.
Just want to do shout-outs to our family.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and get a shout-out. Tell them Happy Easter. Yeah.
Just a big shout-out to my lovely wife, Delisa Edwards, as she's listening. She just texted me, I'm listening. And my kids, Farrah, Jacob, Hannah, and David, our dog, Popcorn.
How many kids you got?
Man, I got about four. That's all I want.
Believe in family.
We just found
a dog
on the street, a stray dog, so we took him in yesterday.
All right.
I didn't know what to do, and I was like, man, get him in the backyard before he can get hit by a car.
That's great.
So we got to find his leader.
Okay.
And we'll give a shout-out to our tribe, the Johnson tribe. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you so much again for being on the program, and Happy Easter to everybody. We're Magic 102.1, Houston's only R&B station, streaming at myhoustonmagic.com.